The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, over the past number of weeks, there's been a lot of kerfuffle about certain invasive species, the Asian hornet in particular. Two nests were found in Cork and removed by the National Parks and Wildlife Service. But the Asian hornet is far from the first invasive species to come to our shores. The poor red squirrel has been besieged by the grey squirrel. We're inundated with them at home. But you may be less aware of the likes of the Asian clam. Well, John Kelly is all-knowing in this regard. He's the invasive program manager at the National Biodiversity Data Centre and joins us on the line now. John, where is the National Biodiversity Data Centre?
Good morning, Ivan. The National Biodiversity Data Centre, we're based out of Waterford, actually. So we have a small but amazing team of people who all work there to record Ireland's biodiversity. Invasive species is one of our programmes of work as well.
So we hear a lot about Ireland and UK is suffering a lot of negative news on biodiversity, a lot of species loss and a lot of concern about that. So how are these invasive species getting here?
It varies a lot, but all of the invasive species that we are concerned about are the ones that are introduced by humans, so by us. So whether intentionally introduced for whatever reason, somebody releasing a species that they may not want to keep anymore, a pet species is one example, or people accidentally moving stuff from place to place. So you mentioned Asian clam in your introduction, and that's an example of a species we believe may have arrived in Ireland via contamination of fishing equipment.
And tell us the latest on the Asian hornet. Are there any more out there?
So as of today, we have no evidence of population anywhere else in Ireland. So at the National Biodiversity Data Centre, we monitor all records coming in to us. We are getting a number of records coming in that are turn out to be wasps or other species that look similar to the Asian hornet, but we have no evidence right now of another nest in anywhere near Cork or Cove. This is backed up with monitoring that MPWS are leading on. So the MPWS rangers there are carrying out extensive monitoring around both of those nest sites. And so far, we have no evidence of any other sightings of Asian hornet. And I'm very optimistic that this is the case, because going by the experience of what has happened in Britain, we're following exactly the same methods that they developed in Britain to keep this species keep a lid on this species for a number of years, and we're seeing that it's probably not established in Ireland at this point in time, but we're not taking that for granted either.
So when you find an invasive species like these two nests of Asian hornets, like, do you destroy them?
For Asian hornets, yes. So for Asian hornets, led by MPWS and supported by ourselves at the National Biodiversity Data Centre, we've been preparing for the arrival of this species for a while now, and we've been developing the strategy that Ireland needs to keep this species in check and stop it from getting out of control. So for Asian hornet, yes, it's a good example where we are able to respond effectively and eradicate the species before it gets a proper foothold in Ireland. There are, unfortunately, other species. You mentioned Asian clam. You didn't mention zebra mussel, but that's another freshwater species that once it arrives, there's very little we can do to eradicate it. So it's about slowing the spread for those species.
What about the grey squirrel?
Yes, the grey squirrel introduced to Ireland in the Longford area in 1911 by a very small number of individuals released, and that has now led to what is the island of Ireland wide problem. They continue to spread. They are spreading into new areas, even into the southwest coast of Ireland, and they're driving the decline of our lovely red squirrel. And most people around Ireland will not have seen a red squirrel, and that's very unfortunate. They outcompete the red squirrel, but they also introduce a disease to red squirrels' populations called the squirrel parapox virus. There is emerging evidence that where the pine marten is allowed to establish populations, that they can keep grey squirrels in check, because the grey squirrels did not evolve with the pine marten, so they're not able to deal with pine marten predation, whereas the red squirrels are. So there is a little glimmer of hope for the red squirrel, but largely speaking, red squirrels have been very badly impacted by grey squirrels.
Now, when I was farming back in the day on the River Slaney, lambs would be killed, and they'd have two little marks, and they weren't eaten, but it was attributed to mink. So tell us about the American Mink Eradication Program.
The American Mink Eradication Project. So mink is an invasive species again. So it was deliberately introduced to Ireland, accidentally introduced, you choose your words. So as fur trade was winding up a little bit, there was a number of releases of American mink. And from that, the population became established, and they've spread all over the island of Ireland. They're a severe predator of ground nesting birds. So curlew, corncrake, and lots of other of our breeding waders as well. So National Parks and Wildlife Service, in partnership with the Breeding Waders European Innovation Project, are establishing Ireland's first trial at eradicating mink. So it's basically a proof of concept. Is it possible to eradicate a species that's so widespread over the island of Ireland to protect our breeding waders and to protect agricultural interests? So many people who own chickens will know that mink can go in, and they can break into chicken coops and kill all of your chickens in very quick succession. So this project led by Owen Murphy, it's a glimmer of hope. And it's one that I'm looking forward to watching over the coming years. It has a citizen science element where the public are encouraged to report sightings, as well as potentially get involved through the networks that they're establishing as well. So they do have a website, I've forgotten off the top of my head.
And finally, John, you're the invasive program manager. Do you deal with just animals, or what about something like Japanese knotweed?
So invasive species, we deal with all non-native species that cause environmental impact. Yes, that does include plants as well. So yes, Japanese knotweed, and similar species. So there's Bohemian knotweed as well, and giant knotweed as well. So there's a suite of species there. There's another species called Gunnera tinctoria, giant rhubarb, which is particularly invasive in the west of Ireland as well. And all of these species, what they tend to do is they form dense stands out competing all native species, and then leaving areas vulnerable to erosion as well, and they can actually impact on spawning grounds for important fish species such as salmon or trout.
Fascinating insights there into the range of invasive species. Well, you can relax, because there's someone minding the shop in this regard. John Kelly, Invasive Programme Manager at the National Biodiversity Data Centre in Waterford. Thank you for joining us on The Pat Kenny Show.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.